Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
G'day, dear listeners. You are listening to Israel On My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories here on Israel News Talk Radio. G'day, Ross.
Hello, Jono. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you, my friend. Listen, we started the program last week talking about your new venture, which is Biblical Beard Balm. I reckon we had so many people asking about beards and beard balm and all that sort of stuff over the week that I thought we should do a program on this. I can't believe we haven't done a program on beards before.
Well, let's go through some basic points. Ask you this. Yeah. Now, you have a beard. I have a beard. Yeah. But do you realize how much time is wasted by men shaving? Time that could be used, Jono, to do other things like study Hebrew or, I don't know, you could play ball. You could do something other than shaving. Yeah. But I read recently that the average man shaves over the course of his lifetime, from the time he first needs to shave until he dies, 3,000 hours. That's roughly 4 months of someone's life. In 4 months, what could you do in 4 months?
Well, that's 4 months gone. You're saying that you should grow a beard just so that you get 4 months of your life back.
That's right. I mean, think of that. This gains time on your human clock. Now, look, 91%, these are just some quick stats for you. 91% of men say they prefer to be clean shaven. I can't imagine who they talk to, but 91%. But 74% say that it's one of their biggest chores of the day. It takes them 5 to 15 minutes to get a good shave. Plus, it costs money, but that's a whole nother issue. Now, get this. Of the 91%, you go, you really, 91% prefer to be clean shaven? 65% say that they prefer that because their partners prefer it. See, their significant other wants them to shave. Again, I don't understand that. 15% of these polled said that a smooth face makes them feel younger, and 10%, only 10% of the 91 say that they have to do it for work. They need to do, either get another job or whatever. Like you and I have a nice job. We can grow a beard. A man removes over 27 feet of facial hair in his lifetime by shaving.
What?
27 feet!
Wow! That's incredible.
Yeah, one more fact. March to July is the best time to grow facial hair because it tends to grow 60% faster than January and February.
So start right.
Yep, we're just past the fast face growing.
That is. News to me. Didn't know that one. We're going to be talking. This is going to be the beard program. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to Israel On My Mind with Jono Vandor and Ross Nichols here on Israel News Talk Radio. G'day, Ross.
Hello, Jono. How are you today?
I'm all right. But I tell you, we've had, since our discussion last week, we opened the show last week by just mentioning one of your latest ventures, and that is Biblical Beard Balm. You are making beard balm. We talked about that just for the 3-minute intro that last week's program began with, and we got bunch of people asking questions, and it just opened a bit of a discussion on beards, and we thought, why not? You and I have a bit of a discussion now on beards in as far as it pertains to the Bible. Can we do that?
Oh, I'd love to. In fact, why would we not talk about beards? You know, I cannot believe that we haven't talked about beards before now. Everybody is talking about beards. You know, beards are really popular right now. Are they popular in Australia?
They absolutely are. And the topic of beards is very close to my heart. In fact, literally so. I once had a beard that went right down almost to my navel. And
I saw photos of that. Now, let me ask you, just because I'm curious, that's a nice looking beard you had there.
It was huge. Tell
me, why did you trim it back? You obviously trimmed it back to a more manageable.
It's absolutely.
Mane. Let's call it a manageable mane.
It's now is a manageable mane. I'm glad you asked, because I'll tell you what happened. I grew my beard so long that I began to sort of fight with it at nighttime, you know, when I was trying to sleep. Yep. It was just getting a bit ridiculous, and I thought, yeah, you know what? I've gone too far. I'm just going to sort of trim it back. And look, I just went through a stage. I was out on the farm, for one.
Yep.
And when you're out on the farm, you don't really care. You know, there's no neighbors, and you don't really
– Right.
You know, I'm not one to sort of go into town much. And
you weren't holding down an office job. I mean, you're a cowboy, basically. You're living out in the country. And
I was a goat boy. We had goats. And,
right.
And I was living out in the country, and I'm like, I just didn't go to the barber, right? And but I decided to give it a trim and take it back to, as you say, a more manageable level. And I've always had I've had a beard for years and years and years, much like yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I'm curious, how long did it take you to grow the beard that I saw the photo of?
I'd say, look, there's probably about 3 years in it, you know, to grow a beard that long. But I think scientifically, I think generally speaking, hair grows at a rate of 0.4 of a millimeter per day, I think.
Well, I read that it grows about half an inch. We'll use both the metric system and the correct system, the American system. It grows about half an inch a month is what I think I saw.
All right. That'd make sense, I suppose. And
so one other thing about length, because I'm real curious about this. I've let mine grow, and it's growing longer. And especially now that I have this idea that we're going to talk about a beard company. I mean, you can't have like this little bitty trim beard if you're going to be advertising a biblical beard company.
You gotta have a reasonably impressive mane if you're gonna have some sort of a beard product, of course.
That's right. Now look, I read that, and you just told me you probably had a couple of years invested into this thing. I read that if left untrimmed, you know, because the real trick, people say, well, how do you grow a beard? The trick is you just quit cutting it. Hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line. You quit cutting it and it grows. But the one of the things that I read is that you go through phases in hair growth. This works on any part of your body, but particularly with the face, with the beard.
Yep.
It said that in 6 years, you're going to basically reach the maximum length, whatever that is.
Yep, that's
probably
right. You know,
it slows down. But at 6 years, whatever you've got, that's it. And generally, they estimate that the maximum length of a beard. Now, there are a couple of exceptions, like the Guinness Book of World Record guy. I've seen photos of this guy. It's really pretty, it's kind of gross, actually. But the beard generally won't grow beyond 3 feet. So if yours was to your navel, mm-hmm. that's probably about 3 feet then. You had a big beard.
I reckon it was probably maybe 2 feet. But I could have kept going. But it's interesting. It takes us to some interesting mentions in the Bible, and I want to get into some of that. Can we do that?
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. I love the Bible. This company is called Biblical Beard Balm. So I'm ready. Let's
You're
talk
ready.
About.
Well, see, now I would begin in Leviticus chapter 19. Would that be a fair place to start?
I know where you're going. I know exactly. That's
so
right.
I'm going to read it. And this is I'll go from verse 26, but it's specifically verse 27. But in 26, it says, "You shall not eat anything with the blood," check, "nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying," good one. "You shall not shave around the sides of your head, nor shall you disfigure the edges of your beard," okay. Verse 28, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord." So I know there's a discussion in regards to this passage. Is it saying you shall not shave around the sides of your head or disfigure the edges of your beard? Is that in regards to mourning? Because it goes on in verse 28 that says you shall not make any cuttings on your flesh for the dead, nor a tattoo. This all seems to be one thought, if you like. This is one section of thought within the Torah. Do you see all of these in regards to mourning, or do you see them as individual commandments? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting because whether you read religious scholars, Jewish scholarship, or you read academic scholarship, most of the people that I read when I study a passage in the Torah, I look at both, and both call this section of text the Holiness Code. Mm-hmm. You know, there are quite a few that seem to be unrelated in a way if you read them in context, but there is this idea that it does. I've heard people talk about this and tattoos and other things as mm-hmm. being somehow related to mourning practices or whatever. And then the other discussion, just to throw it on top, is the question as to what does it mean when it says, like, what did your translation say about the corners of your beard? You shall not what?
You shall not disfigure the edges of your beard.
Disfigure. Some translations say mar. It can mean to destroy or to corrupt. Mm-hmm. It, you know, and so, you know, my friend Dave, who does all the audio video for my teachings, he's got a massive, manly beard. And one of the things that he says is, well, look, I understand that certain groups within Judaism have defined the corner. And he said, I've read all that, but I'm not real sure as to what the corner is. So whereas a lot of people grow the side locks out, he says, I just don't know what a corner is, so I don't cut anything. Okay. And then that brings us to the next question. Because some Orthodox actually shave completely. Now, how do they do that? I know the answer, but what are some of the reasons? How do they get around that?
I have actually asked the question of a clean shaved Orthodox rabbi. And if I remember correctly, I think the response was that as long as you don't bring a razor onto your skin, then that's okay. You can clip very, very closely, or there's even like creams that you can use or something like that in order to remove hair. But the idea is not to bring a razor upon the skin. So it makes one wonder, is one, according to the Torah, allowed to fashion a beard, like shape a beard along the skin, or is it to grow entirely naturally? Certainly the latter, I think, is the Orthodox position.
One of the many commentaries that I read, you know, there within the Torah, one of the things is that Israel's to be different than the nations. Mm-hmm. And if you think about a lot of the statues and a lot of the drawings, a lot of the art from Egypt depicts, if any facial hair on the Egyptians, it's generally in the form of a goatee is what we would call it, mm-hmm. you know, where you literally shave off the sides and leave the hair on the chin. And so, you know, some have made comments about that. Well, you're just not supposed to look like some of these other groups. Some of the depictions, like on Assyrian reliefs where it shows Israelites, it shows that they had full beards, like from the eye level all the way around the chin and so forth.
As did the Assyrians. I mean, they had some pretty impressive beards, yeah.
And they styled them, you know, and that's one of the things. A lot of these groups, a lot of the ancient people, it's not just the Jewish people, not only the people of Israel, but when we look at ancient art, most of the depictions have men with beards. And so it is something. And quite a few religious groups consider beards and associate beard growing with holiness, or the shaving of is something that's not considered. Even if it's not taboo, it may not be as holy as letting the beard grow. So you quoted Leviticus 19:27. Mm-hmm. But there are other passages. Leviticus 21 also is very similarly stated verse. They shall not make baldness upon their head. Make. It doesn't count if someone just goes bald, but you shall not make upon
their head. So the idea of that, and particularly in regards to a situation where one is dismayed or in despair or in mourning.
Exactly.
That we see that, you know, it says, and then such and such pulled out the hair on their head, you know, as an expression of, oh my goodness, I'm absolutely dismayed at the situation. And the suggestion in conjunction with Leviticus 19:27 would suggest that perhaps in mourning or whatever. They may also pull the hair from the beard, but it's something that God says, yeah, you know what, don't, can you not?
And if you look at the biblical accounts of people shaving or pulling of the beard hair in particular, it's never associated with times of joy and just your general appearance. The rule, not the exception, the rule is for men to grow beards. So that's what this whole thing is about. Looks like we have to go to a break, Jonah, but we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of passages that I want to ask you about that come to mind just as we're talking. We're going to get into those as soon as we come back from these messages. Don't go away.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things. But at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Welcome back to your listeners. You are listening to Israel on My Mind with Jono Van Doorn and Ross Nichols here on Israel News Talk Radio. A couple of well-bearded men that we are. We're talking about beards. Haven't done a program on beards, but we've had a lot of comments in regards to beards over the last week. And we thought, hey, you know what, let's do a program on beards. Now, we were just talking about Leviticus, Vayikra, chapter 19, and you also mentioned chapter 21 in reference to not pulling out the hair on your head, basically, including that of your beard, was the practice and an expression of mourning or you know, being in despair or whatever. Now, one of the passages that I wanted to talk about with you that came to mind as we were talking in the last segment, 2 Samuel chapter 10, there's a story where David sends if I remember correctly, I think he sends a delegation to the land of Ammon.
To Hanun, yeah, to Hanun.
Right, and with the best of intentions. But the men that arrived were looked upon suspiciously. They thought, oh, they're here to spy out the land because they're you know, looking for an advantage. They want to overthrow us or whatever. And they treated them in a very odd way. It says that they shaved half their beards and they cut their clothing to expose their buttocks and basically, you know, kicked them out and said, on back on your horse and off you go. Now, if I remember correctly, I think these men sent word back to David and said, this is what's just happened to us. And David instructs them, listen, you guys, stay in Jericho where you are until your beards have grown. So that would suggest to me that it was absolutely an embarrassment that David wanted to save them. And the shame of being exposed in such a way. So let your beards grow back and then come home. Is that the way you read it?
Right. Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, he doesn't just say, well, just shave the other side off and come on back to town. He's like, wait until your beard grows back and then come back. You know, so it's interesting because it would have been considered an ultimate shame, and they were greatly ashamed. That's what the scripture says in 2 Samuel 10:5. When they told it to David, he sent to meet them because the men were greatly ashamed. So as you said, he said, look, you got to stay here until your beards grow back. And this is the message that I'm sending potential clients is, you know, let that beard grow. Let my people grow. That could be a slogan for the product.
Let my people grow. So now let me ask you something about this, because I'm just thinking about it now. When you imagine this delegation and the humiliation that they suffered at the hand of Ammon, the people of Ammon, then do you imagine like half – like the left half or the right half being shaven from their face? Or do you imagine their beard being shortened to the chin? Like maybe that was the half that was, I mean, how do you read it? What's your understanding?
I don't know what, maybe there's some great commentaries out there, which I haven't seen, but I have always imagined that they took half of it off like, you know, take the chin down the middle of the face and cut all the way up to the ear on one side. But that's just the way I read it, you know, in a natural reading of the text. But it was the way my mind envisioned it. But that could be. Maybe they did just snip it off. I don't know either.
Because
at any rate.
Well, but see the thing is, if it is that half of their, like the left or the right half of their beard was actually shaved off, that's much more serious, because the process by which that would have happened,
there's an element of trust in allowing someone to put other than you to put a razor to your neck or whatever.
That's exactly right. And there's an awkwardness as well. There's a feeling of I don't know. But what I'm saying is that with these guys, they would have been restrained. They probably would have had a blade held to them in threat of death to keep them still, and then someone shaving one half of their, because you wouldn't just sit there and go, oh, okay, well, this is our punishment. Yeah, sure, shave off half my beard, and then we'll be on our way.
Right.
It would have been done completely under duress, and that's, you know, really serious stuff. Yeah.
Well, consider the humiliation factor of being a group of soldiers that are sent as a delegation, and they have to go back with their buttocks exposed and half of their beard shaved. I mean, the image that this produces, you can imagine. I mean, it clearly, especially in the ancient world where beards represented manliness, you know? I mean, it's like they just held you down and shaved your beard and ripped your clothes. I mean, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Absolutely. Interesting story. Now, there's another one, and I'm just trying to remember where this is. When it comes to... Because people say, well, can we trim a beard? Can we trim our beard? Can we shape it? If I remember correctly, is there not a prophet that was dismayed? And I'm trying to remember the circumstances, and the Tanakh comments that he did not even trim his lip, which would suggest that he allowed the hair on his moustache to grow down over his lip. And that was a sign of, you know, being in distress. Being troubled about something. Does that ring a bell with you?
I'm thinking, I know there's a story in 2 Samuel 19 about Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul, who came down to meet the king, had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard. That's not the one you're talking about?
No, that could be it. 2 Samuel 19, verse 25, looking at it, and it says... I happen to have a translation in front of me that says, nor did he trim his mustache, nor wash his clothes. In any case, it would certainly seem that it was the common practice to at least trim one's mustache. It's very difficult to eat otherwise, right?
Right, right. Okay. Unless you put some good balm in it and you style it
Yep. So are you telling me that the biblical beard balm that you're making would help if someone really wanted to grow out their mustache and not have it in the way while you're eating? This is going to help you to style a mustache over to the sides so that it doesn't drop down over one's beard.
Right, and just so you know, I'm starting with the beard balm, which is primarily to soften and shape. You know, it helps to hold, you know how you have, especially as a beard gets longer, you have some flyaways and, you know, I used to not care, but you know, I think, hey, why not groom it a little bit? But you put this in and you can shape it a little bit, sort of like hair gel.
Okay.
But it's much more natural and much more, healthful, but
it sounds a lot more appealing than one's own drool. I mean, there's another reference in when we talk about that, beards. Yeah. That when David wanted to deceive, who was it? It was a particular king, and give him the impression that that he'd lost his marbles. Among other things, he just let the drool run out of his mouth over his beard. So that was a representation of insanity in the day.
Yeah, as it would be today. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you did that today, people would think the same thing, I'm sure. Absolutely.
I think I prefer beard balm.
Yeah, beard balm is the ticket. And what we have to do is it has to be designed right. It has to be made with the right elements. But there are stories in the Bible that associate oil with the beard, and that's part of the process here. You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going, and this is we're talking about a reference in the Torah. I think it's also referenced in the Psalms, and this is Aaron, and we hear about you know, oil dripping down down over his head, down through his beard, as if this is something that is an amazing experience. I've never done it. Have you ever poured oil over your beard, Ross? Have you ever done it?
I actually did, and it wasn't in the making of the process of making this beard balm that I'm doing now, but I did it as a representation when I was teaching a class once on the making of a Messiah, you know, talking about the Hebrew right. word mashak, which means to pour or to smear. And I was demonstrating the act, and this is one of the passages that I use. Now, the authorized English says that it's talking about the anointing, and it says it's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. So we did this on video one time, and it takes a good bit to get through a big beard, you know. I mean, you have to so this wasn't just like a little bitty anointing, like you just put a little dab on. This was flowing. You know, I told you that it was my beard. It was actually Dave's beard. I did it to Dave, and he didn't mind. So I poured, you know, I took one of those Galilee Green containers that yep. the olive oil at Galilee Green from Galilee. Yeah. And I poured a good bit down, and he was a good sport. He sat there and let it run down his hair and into his big beard, and it did take quite a bit. Of course, I wasn't going sparingly. Like I said, it wasn't mine. I didn't worry about it.
So what was Dave's report on this experience? Because I imagine every time I read this, I think, like you and I, we've been in the Judean desert of Israel, and it's not so sandy as it is dusty. And I think of oil down through my beard, and then I think, you know, like if a wind blew,
it's going to attract dust.
It's going to attract. It just doesn't seem that appealing to me. But what did Dave make? What was his report?
Well, the first thing he did was just kind of roll his eyes at me, like, "Are you really doing this to me?" and his beard was incredibly shiny, and he smelled of olives. But he didn't really say a whole lot. He just, like I said, he took it like a man, and it was a good illustration for people in the class. But that oil is really good for you.
Yeah. So now we're talking about the ingredients, and you mentioned Galilee Green olive oil. We've been to that factory, and we've met those guys, and it's a quality product. It's really, really good, and people should go to that Facebook page and like it, Galilee Green, and shout out to those guys. I want to ask you about the ingredients of this concoction that you have. I know you can't give too much away, and you mentioned it very briefly last week, but let's do that after these messages. We'll be right back.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
Welcome back to your listeners. You are listening to Israel on My Mind with John O'Vandor and Ross Nichols here on Israel News Talk Radio. This has been the beard program. We've been talking about the beard. We started the first segment talking about, of course, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 27. We were in the second segment, we're talking about 2 Samuel chapter 10 and the delegation that David sent to Ammon, that their half of their beards were shaved. It was a source of embarrassment and humiliation for them. David told them to stay in Jericho until their beards grew. And you were saying that your mate Dave was the guinea pig for you know, what does it feel like to have oil, be anointed with oil on your head so that it runs down over your beard, as we read about in the Torah as it happened to Aaron. And that's interesting.
Right.
Now, you mentioned that one of the ingredients of this is what started the whole conversation, was that just briefly last week we mentioned that you're making what you call biblical beard balm. And both you and I sport pretty cool beards. And so, yep. And a lot of people started asking about beards. And we thought, all right, so let's do this. Now, the ingredients that you've already mentioned, Galilee Green olive oil. Oh, my goodness, best olive oil there is. And and once again, shout out to those guys. And to your listeners, just get on Facebook and go to Galilee Green and like that page. And if you haven't tried it,
we'll
order some.
We'll put the links.
We'll put the link. And what you're telling me is that that's what you anointed Dave with as the experiment. And it's also an ingredient in what you call biblical beard balm. Now, that I can understand. You've got olive oil, exceptional olive oil that you're using from Galilee Green, from the land of Israel. Number one, check. What else makes this biblical? You know, as the title suggests.
Great question. A lot of these products will generally use some of the basic ingredients. All of them are basically the same. So they all generally have beeswax, and they also have shea butter or some other type of butter. Both of these are good for you. The beeswax provides sort of the holding, the holding power, sort of a styling piece of it. The shea butter, but it also, beeswax has some vitamin A and some other healthful benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The shea butter, which is also another key ingredient, has anti-inflammatory qualities. It reduces a rash and itch. It somewhat helps with the moisturizing. When you take some of the beard balm, especially mine, which is glorious, and you take it out of the can, it's hardened because it's solid because mm-hmm. of the beeswax. And you just put a little bit in your hand, you rub it together and make it into an oil, and then you pull it through your beard and brush it, comb it, whatever you do.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have to have the beeswax, the shea butter, and then you generally use carrier oils, one of which that I use is the olive oil from the Galilee.
Right.
Now, not only is it perfect for this beard balm, but it's also cool to get some olive oil from the Galilee in your... So that makes it biblical beard balm. But the other thing that I did, Jono, was I started thinking about what are some of the oils or the different type of incense. What are some of those elements that are biblical?
Incense, spices, and oils, because the Torah mentions quite a number of those, and this is what I was wondering, because I figured maybe you would take advantage of some of that and incorporate that into your... Now, before we get there, though, when you mentioned things like beeswax, okay, that takes me to Samson, for example, and there's mention of bees that... that created a hive in the carcass of a lion that he had killed. He ate of...
Wait. Remember Samson. This is a great marketing piece for my business. Samson says, and this is, again, an authorized English version, if I be shaven, I'll lose my strength and be like any man. So I'm going to tell people, why would you be like any man? Let your beard grow, be strong like Samson, use biblical beard balm. Is that perfect or what?
That's another good slogan. Right. We're pumping them out in this program. This is great. And so there's a mention that, I mean, he doesn't pick up the beeswax and run it through his beard as far as we know, but there's a mention anyway of bees. So, and now you were going to say some of the incense, the spices, other oils, go for it.
Okay, so you have to have carrier oils. Now, some beard companies... they all use different ones. I mean, you can Google it. You can find all sorts of different types of oils. So I knew I wanted Galilee Green olive oil in mm-hmm. it, but I also began to look at which ones provide the most healthful benefits. And I came up with argan oil, which is very, very rich in vitamin E and antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And almond oil, which is very, very good for dry and sensitive skin. It's also got some good benefit for the hair. So I've got three carrier oils, and then you just have to pick out your scent. I mean, some of these, I've tried various brands. Some of them have literally no smell. I didn't want it to be like a cologne,
no.
And it's not really supposed to be an oil, which is a slightly different recipe. I intend to make that as well later. But what I decided was, let me experiment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of research, and at first I thought, you know, frankincense and myrrh are very popular. Let me try that. And so my first couple of batches, I did that. And then I saw in my office this wonderful thing that I bought from a guy named Reuven Prager, who has a company in Israel called Beged Ivri, Hebrew clothing. He came and gave a talk one time, and one of the things that he offered for sale was this collection of 11 oils that were put in like this oak menorah display. So these 11 vials of oil representing the 11 temple incense oils. Now, some people might go, wait a minute, isn't there a prohibition about using this exact combination? So I did some research. The company that produced that set is in close consultation with rabbinic authorities, and their website is Avaroma, AVAROMA.com.
Cool.
And they discussed this. Well, anyway, so I'm looking at this and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I took these 11 different oils and I put a little bit in of each one, a certain specified secret amount, into my mixture, and what it does. Now, individually, some of them have a wonderful smell, some of them not so much. But when they're together, they produce this wonderful smell. And I thought, it's kind of like prayer for your hair. You know how the Psalms compare.
That's another one.
You like that one? That's another
for your
one. Prayer for your hair. It's like if your hair on your face said a prayer, it would say, please grant me some of this beard balm Ross is making. But so I mixed them all. And,
right.
And I did up on it. I was concerned. I wanted to make sure. But not only do they say it's okay, but the authorities they consulted said that it is very important. They encourage people to use them, make this very special and beautiful fragrant available to other people. So I did. I mixed all of these 11, and then just to be sure, I put a 12th one in. I put some cedar wood in, some cedar wood oil.
Okay.
Jonah, I'm telling you, if I didn't have a beard, I would smear this on my face. Just because it softens the skin. It's unbelievable. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I'm sending out samples to a few people just so that I'm, you know, because I want to know. Like I asked my wife, what do you think about it? I asked my brother-in-law. So I'm soliciting for feedback. I've got some time because I'm officially trying to launch this by my birthday, September the 1st. But so I've got a lot of things to do with the business, but working on a website, a logo, the whole nine yards. But imagine the 11 temple incense oils mixed into this concoction. And voila, you got biblical beard balm. I mean, how much more holy? It's where holiness and manliness meet right here.
And
it's in a can.
And cedar, it's in a can. Cedar oil, and again, how many times are cedars mentioned in the Tanakh as well? So, wow. So, all right. So you've derived your ingredients from biblical references. You've combined them.
You know, it's funny because different people have described it different ways. When I hand it to them, I say, what do you pick up? Do you, 'cause I put the exact amount of each of these 11.
Yeah.
And some people say it smells a little bit like sort of a light cinnamon.
Okay.
Some pick up a slight scent of clove. You know, it's like people kind of, you know, but
so
a lot
it's
of
different
these
for different people.
It is, or their description of it is different.
Yeah.
I think it smells nice. It's not a feminine smell like a perfume or something, but it is very. It's a pleasing aroma.
Right.
How you like that? See?
Like that.
And listen, here's one more I got to throw in.
Go on.
It's a hint of the tent in every can. A hint of the tent. Now you have to help me pick the best one out. But this is great, man. This stuff smells wonderful.
Now listen. Where is the what is the website? Is it biblicalbeardbalm.com?
Biblicalbeardbalm.com. The website is not up yet. I'm promoting a biblical beard balm, and I want people to really associate their beard with holiness and manliness and the Bible.
And, so, and some of the anyway, verses, some of the verses that we've highlighted and touched on today. So there it is. So in the meantime, if people have questions, and they certainly have over the past week because we mentioned it last week, Biblical Beard Balm, you can find it on Facebook.
As soon as I get it ready, I'm going to announce this and we'll launch it officially and be sending this out. But I'll have also a write-up that describes not only the biblical significance of beards, but also a little bit about each of these elements that go into the recipe, which I think is what makes it special.
Right. Awesome stuff. Once again, Biblical Beard Balm, you'll find it on Facebook, website coming soon, and you can ask Ross questions there on the Facebook page. Biblical Beard Balm, my friend. That's our program for this week. All about beards. We're done.
Hey, let my people grow.
Let my people grow. We'll be back this time next week.
One more thing. Even if people don't want to have a beard, they might want to just slather this around on their face. It really smells nice.
We'll be back again this time next week. And until then, have a great one.
Have a beautiful week.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar, I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.